A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be recognized. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. The waiting is almost over. The time is very near. This is the end of Advent. The time has come, and tonight he arrives. And we're not talking about Santa Claus. Throughout this season of Advent, we have been watching and waiting. We have been preparing for his coming. We have shopped and decorated. We have written and mailed all our cards and made our goodies. We have proclaimed his arrival even as we wait, becoming ever more impatient. We have heard the words of the prophet proclaiming his coming, telling us to prepare the way. We have heard the words of hope, and still we have waited. We have heard the words of comfort to a people who have been living in tough times, much like us. And we have waited. And now the end is near. The waiting is over. But listen, this is not the end at all. This is only the end of our waiting, the end of our hopeful expectations, because with his arrival, it becomes a whole new beginning. Angels will sing and proclaim his arrival. Shepherds will shout, look about in amazement at him and what they hear. Wise men will know of his arrival and begin their journey. Kings will plot his downfall. New and exciting things are about to happen. The world is about to turn. A new day has dawned. The irony of this arrival is that it does not happen in a palace or in a large government center or anywhere that you might consider important. And yet the government shall rest on his shoulders. It does not happen in a hospital or even in a nice neighborhood. Instead, it happens in a little nowhere town in a manger, in a lowly place, with only the barn animals and some shepherds to witness the miracle of new life, the birth of this one foretold by the prophets. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A baby born in a stable in this little tiny nowhere town called Bethlehem has come into our world, and his birth will change our world forever. His life and ministry will change everyone he meets. His death and resurrection will change the course of history and our lives as well. We no longer fear death, but we now have a promise that we will live forever with him. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, Christ the Lord. The Christ child is born, the Messiah is here. Emmanuel, God with us. We have awaited his coming, and now that waiting is over. So come and let's celebrate. We gather to sing hymns and carols and ring bells and light candles. We proclaim his arrival, for the end has come. The end of darkness, the end of our waiting, the end of hopelessness. Here at the table, we gather to meet him, Christ our Savior. We gather to be fed and then sent out to share the good news. The good news that the light of the world is here. New beginnings have begun. Hark, the herald angels sing. Go tell it on the mountain. Christ is born today. Alleluia. Amen.